God hath chosen us to save us, January 22. What is God's purpose for us? But we are bound to give thanks alway to God for you, brethren beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. It is through the sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth that we become laborers together with God. Christ waits for the cooperation of His Church. He does not design to add a new element of efficiency to His Word. He has done His great work in giving His inspiration to the Word. The blood of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, the divine Word, are ours. The object of all this provision of heaven is before us, the salvation of the souls for whom Christ died, and it depends upon us to lay hold on the promises God has given and become laborers together with Him. Divine and human agencies must cooperate in the work. Having stood in the counsels of God, having dwelt in the everlasting heights of the sanctuary, all elements of truth were in Him and of Him. He was one with God. It means more than finite minds can comprehend to present in every missionary effort Christ and Him crucified. Christ risen from the dead, Christ ascended on high as our intercessor. This is the science of salvation that we need to learn and to teach. In his efforts to reach God's ideal for him, the Christian is to despair of nothing. Moral and spiritual perfection, through the grace and power of Christ, is promised to all. Jesus is the source of power, the fountain of life. He leads us to the throne of God, and puts into our mouth a prayer through which we are brought into close contact with Himself. In our behalf He sets in operation the all-powerful agencies of heaven.